episode 794, Flip Your Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I am so excited that you are here. I am actually on the road, so I'm coming to you from another location. It's kind of weird. We've been traveling. I've been to a medical conference, and the kids are on spring break, so we are enjoying family time, and I hope you are having a fabulous day, because if you're not, it's time to flip your life. Oh, yes, it is. We are going to inspire you today, but first off, for those of you who are brand new to the family, welcome. Great big hugs across the airways. I'm so excited that you are here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's hard to live, love, and impact when you're feeling down and out. It's just, you know, you have those bummers of a day. Ever started your day with a smile that slowly began to lose its strength and it faded to a frown? Well, you can flip your life before it flips you, because I know I have been there. You get up and you're on the right side of the bed. You didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed, and everything is going awesome. And all of a sudden, something happens. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be gasoline went all over your car. You know, it kind of overflowed. Have you ever had that happen? I'm telling you, I did. It was not fun. You know, it could be spilt milk. One of the kiddos forgot their lunch, or hubby ran off and forgot his briefcase, and you now have to make an extra trip. It just is those little things that begin to kind of like, you know, just, it's that thorn in the side that just keeps, it's there. It aggravates us. And then it's like every single thing that happens, it's like, okay, it just piles on and piles on and piles on. Those dreaded days, those no good, very bad days, you know what? They take you by surprise. But you do not have to give in to the bad. Take your response to your day so you can change the outcome. E plus R equals O. Remember, in order to change that outcome, you have to be the one to change the response. It's much better to flip your life before it flips you. Now, for me, I can get really kind of, I guess you could say I could become a gymnast on my days that are bad. And no, I'm not literally doing flips, but I feel like I am. I feel like I'm jumping and diving into things that I don't want to. I feel like I'm falling. Things are breaking. It's not a fun feeling to have. So what do? I call out. You are the one I call when pushed to the edge. When I can't take one more step on my own strength, you I call to. You see, I can't do things on my own and in my own strength. God is my strength. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Sometimes I think we are trying to scale Mount Everest by ourselves. It can't be done. We need help along the way. But we try to do it on and under our own strength. But that doesn't mean that we're successful, does it? Because usually there's a bigger rock or something we have to go around, and then we're dangling and literally holding on by our fingernails. And we don't know how to make that next move, where to go. God is my strength. What are you holding on to? Because I want you to know that you are not alone, even when you feel like a pile of you know what. It reminds me of a book from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. And that book was just full of nothing but summer failures. Everything that happened from, you know, he would get an ice cream cone and thought he was going to enjoy this tasty, delicious, and off the ground it fell. You know, drip, drip, drop, drop, and plop. It just wasn't a good thing. We have those days. We have those weeks. Sometimes, unfortunately, we may even come into the slumber of months. And we just need to flip our life. As much as we want to control our life, though, we cannot. We can't control whether or not that ice cream's going to melt. We can't control whether or not our boss may or may not get mad at us because we didn't do something exactly as he or she wanted us to. But don't despair. You can flip your life now. You can turn your obstacles into opportunities. You can make a shift in your day. The question is, Do you believe you're worth the flip? Because when you want to flip your life, it actually takes energy to do so, right? It takes effort. It just doesn't happen in a blink. Now you can. For me personally, I turn on some, I amp up that music and I start jumping around to get my blood moving. Sometimes if I'm really down, believe it or not, I will put on my running shoes and I go for a run or a very brisk walk. And it may only be 5 or 10 minutes, but I'm telling you, that gets my mind in the right frame. And it switches and shifts it up. But the question is, do you believe you're worth the flip? Because you've got to believe that. And I can tell you that most certainly you are worth it. Yeah, you may be struggling. Maybe you didn't start your day like you wanted. Maybe you yelled at the children or even had a few cross words with the husband. That happens. But you can't change that. But what you can do is you can change what you're doing right now. You can flip your life. So stop the fretting. Take aim by choosing to flip your life. Call on God for the extra strength. He will give you the endurance you need to make it through the day so you have enough energy, emotional stamina to make it before your head hits the pillow. You know, you've seen those energy drinks out there. Probably, maybe you even actually tasted a few of them. Or maybe a few too many, because some of those things, yes, this is the nutrition part of me coming out. It's not good for you. Okay, but that's for another episode. But those energy drinks, they give you a boost, don't they? They may kind of even pick you up a little bit. You're like, yes, I'm on fire. I can conquer the world. But even those over time fade. And you can actually crash after taking them. Your body begins to slumber. The only thing in this world that will sustain you is Jesus Christ. He will sustain your energy. He will give you endurance and he will give you an emotional booster like none other. And on top of that, you can sing praises. You can cry out to him. You need to be grateful where you are right now. It may not be where you want to be. We were walking, my children and I, we were walking in the city and we're actually in Chicago. And it broke my heart because I would see, you know, on the roadside, homeless people. I would see a mother holding her child. It's 19 degrees outside with the wind chill bringing it down to barely around the 10 and 11 degree mark. My heart broke. We don't always choose our circumstances. But we can choose how to respond to them. It's time for you to flip your life. Don't let yourself hover where you are in the negativity. Sometimes, yeah, we do need to give and have those moments of grief and loss. And yes, I get all of that. So if you're sitting here experiencing that, no, I'm praying for you. Because that truly is something different. But if it's just having a dog day, you know, you just kind of, things aren't going your way or you've got some major decisions and you just feel like you're tripping over your own self. I know I've been there. Life isn't easy, but you can choose to flip your life. But you have to believe that you're worth it. I know that you are. God knows that you are. Are you ready to believe? It's time that you go out and live, love, impact. Go out and flip your life today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.